Okay, Ramban, Parshas Emor. So the Ramban begins at the beginning, starts at the beginning. The Parsha says, "Yirmer Hashem Moshe Emor la Kohanim bnei Aaron." Speak to the Kohanim bnei Aaron. So Ramban just points out we don't often find the Kohanim being referred to as Kohanim. He just says Daber al Aaron vel banav leimor. What's this? Why is here are they referred to the Kohanim bnei Aaron? Speak to the Kohanim. Usually to Emor la Kohanim Aaron ubanav. So here they're referred to the Kohanim. The Ramban explains because most of the time it's talking about while they're doing karbanos. So there it just refers to them as Aaron Abanav. Here, we're not talking about them in relation to karbanos. We're talking about them in relation to them, that they are special people, they are priests. Meaning, we're talking about when they're not in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not allowed to marry certain people, they can't be metame. There are certain things that they are going to be special, not when they're doing avodah, the whole day. They're priests, so that's referred to. Speak to the Kohanim, they're separate people, so therefore they have separate mitzvos. Okay, then we have by the Kohen Gadol that he's not supposed to be metame to any mace. And it says, Amina Mikdash lo yetzei. So he doesn't need to leave the base of Mikdash. Lo yichalel es Mikdash elokav. And he will not be mechalel the kachem, meaning a Kohen Gadol can be oved onen, he could be do the avoda when he's an onen. So therefore, he shouldn't leave the base of Mikdash. Lo yichalel es Mikdash elokav. So what is that, lo yichalel es Mikdash elokav? This is something the Ramban discusses in Sefer HaMitzvos, it's that kind of discussion. Is that just a shlila, just since he will not leave the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore he will not be a mechalal his kachim? Or is it saying a separate lav? Are these two lavs, min ha-mikdash lo yete v'lo yichalas mikdash alokav? Or is it just saying he will not leave the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he will not be mechalal his kachim, because if he had left them, he would be mechalal them. Anyway, the Ramban is of the opinion that it's two lavin, or quotes from others that make it clear, from Brises that make it clear it's two lavin. There's min ha-mikdash lo yete, and second of all, v'lo yechalas mikdash alakav. That last one is a separate lav, to never be mechalal mikdash alakav by leaving. That is, he shouldn't leave Alt's parents, and no Kohen should ever leave the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of Avoda for no good reason. Meaning, even a Kohen Gadol can't leave who had a good reason. Certainly, if you have no good reason, you're not allowed to leave. In the middle of avoda, to just walk out, you're not allowed to do that. So that's why Chalal is Mikdash Elokav, it's a separate lav. So again, I believe the Rambam does say it's a Shlila. It's just saying, maybe we learn from there that a regular coin is Mechalal Avoda, but it's not a special lav. But the Ramban says it is a special lav to not leave a middle of avoda for no reason. Okay, we kind of have a similar machlokas. That was a machlokas Bahag versus and Bahag and Ramban versus the Rambam. But whether you count that as separate lav, there's a similar type thing in Perek Chafalef Pasuk Tesvav. It says V'lo yichalel that he should not certain people the Kohen cannot marry. Gusha chalala zona seila yikach kim besula me'amav yikach yishin. That's the Kohen Gadol. V'lo yichalel zaru be'amav. So again, same thing. Does that mean? And as long as he doesn't do that, he won't be mechalal hazera. It's not a law, it's just telling you a fact. Or is it a separate law? Lo yechalal zara bama. It's a separate, don't be mechalal yozara. Again, so the way Rashi explains it, it's just the shlila. It's not saying a law. It's just saying, if he, like Rashi says, ha im nasa achas min apsulos, if he does marry apsulos, zara menochalal, so then the kid will be a chalal. So don't do that. It's not a law, don't do it. It's just telling you, do not marry these people so that your kid should not be a chalal. But the Ramban says, no, it's a separate lav. It's a separate lav to not do this. Okay, one is if you're Mekadish, the lady, like the Grusha, that's one lav. And if you're Boel her, that's the second lav. Okay. Meaning from this pasuk of Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalel, the Lo Yichalel is the Bia, that's a separate lav. Okay, then in pasuk Tazayin, he just brings this drasha about being mechalal truma, it's a Taras Kohanim. It says that lo yichalo, that's to be marba, anointing, smearing some truma on yourself. The point I want is, he says, on tevel, if someone eats tevel, they're chayev misa. But you would think you're chayev a keren v'chomesh if you eat tevel because of the truma that's inside of it. Truma you're chayev to pay it back plus a chomesh if you eat a kohen's truma. So you might think when you eat tevel, which is something you have not taken off truma from, but it's in there, technically, you just haven't separated it yet, you might think you're chayev karen v'chomesh, kamash malan, you're not. I'm just mentioning that because Again, I'm saying this off the cuff. I thought there was a discussion about that, if you're chayiv on tevel because of the truma. Anyway, you're at least not chayiv the keren v'chomish. Okay. Next thing was in Pasuk Yirchei, it says, l'chol nidreim, l'chol nidvosam. Here, just an interesting, in words, in the lashon that Chazal use, or the Torah uses. The Pasuk usually says, l'falei neder on indava, let's say. In Pasuk Chafala, for example. Right, it says a lashon of hafla. Usually a neder, we say, is called hafla. Lefale neder only nedava. One of those words means lefale neder. So he says, very interesting, that people usually make donations when they're looking for a pelech. So, in other words, when they're in a tzara, so that's when a person's supposed to make a neder and donate things. So, lefale neder is to, because you're looking for a pelech. You're looking for Hashem to help you with an ace. And then it's neder or nedava. So that's a neder or nedava. So we know a neder is that your person has to bring it, not any specific one. Therefore, if something happens to the animal they're planning or the thing they're planning on bringing, the chayiv and achrayis, they have to find something else to bring. Nedava means you say, I'm going to bring this specific thing. So if it gets lost or something happens to it, then you don't have to bring it. But if you look in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, you see something very fascinating. It says, v'shor v'seh, sarua v'kalut, you have a shor and a seh with a problem, some kind of mum. Nedava taso so neder lo yiratze. Make it a nedava, don't make it a neder. So neder there refers to actual carbon, kedushas haguf, mizbeach, and nedava refers to perek habayis, something you're just donating the value for. Why is that? So the Ramban explains, because usually when people donate, as in something they didn't have to do, it's usually a donation of a value, not a carbon. Or maybe better said, when you donate to Bet HaKabayis, it is always a donation. You never have to give to Bet HaKabayis. Sometimes you have to bring karbanos. You never have to give as a donation. So when we, and nedava is a donation. So we use the word nedava and we're talking about Bet HaKabayis, because that's always a nedava. As opposed to when you're giving a karban, so that is sometimes not a nedava. That's called a neder. A person makes a neder to, If Hashem does something for them, they'll bring a carbon. That's called Balash and Neder. And the Psukim, you know, seem to indicate that. Besides here, we have Kol Nediv Lev that's donating, and that was to a binyan. And the opposite, we know from Halal, right? L'chayez Bach Zavach Toda. V'shem Hashem Ekra, Nidarai L'Hashem HaShelem. So when you're talking about giving out carbon, an actual carbon, then it says Nidarai. Okay. Okay, then we discuss the holidays. So the Ramban explains the reason why we're talking about holidays in Vayikra is because there are carbonos brought on these days. And the Musafin aren't mentioned here because they weren't supposed to be done in the Midbar, apparently, he's saying. But it's only after in Bamidbar where we say Leila Techelek Aretz, we're talking about giving out Eretz Yisrael, then explains the Musaf, and they were supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. And then another just this interesting lesson said, why is it called Mikroi Kodesh? So here the Rabban says it's called Mikroi Kodesh because it's a time where we are kruim, the Nesafim, we all are called and come together. And I'll just read you the lesson because it's very beautiful. He says, Ta Mikroi Kodesh, the reason it's called Mikroi Kodesh, Shiyu b'yom hazeh kulum kruim b'nesef and mekadesh yisrael, we're all together, called together to be mekadesh it. Ki mitzvah hi al yisrael hi kabitz b'beis elokim b'yom moed. It's mitzvah to get together in the beis elokim on the days of the holiday. Lekadesh hayom b'farhesya, to be mekadesh it publicly b'tfila b'hala lekel b'ksos nekiyah, with nice clothing. Lasos also yom mishta, naked the day of mishta. Which never be Kabbalah, like it says in Navi, the chulish chulum mishmana mishta, mamtaka mishit, good food. Give gifts to others, food to others. Don't be sad. Okay, anyway, the point is, this is why it's called Mikrei Kodesh, because we're all called together to be together. Okay, then we have the passage about Melechas Avoda. The Ramban says that Melechas Avoda means just any type of the Lashon Avoda, any type of Melechas, it's not Latzarech Ocha Nefesh. Because Melachat Tzochal Nefesh is Melachat Hana, then he has a problem at the end that doesn't fit with another Chazal. Because as a Chazal it says Melachat Zavoda, how do I know Melachat Ochal Nefesh is Mutter? So according to what he said, Melechas Avodah means not Melechas Ochel Nefesh. So he has to answer that. You might have thought that that's only like easy Ochel Nefesh, but if it's like you're going to sit all day in the kitchen, so that would be a Melechas Ochel Nefesh. You couldn't do it, so that's Mutter too. Okay. Okay, and then in the mitzvah of Sfira, this is just Agav, he mentions that there's a mitzvah of a Sefar Telecha by Yovel, that Beis Din is supposed to count, besides like we count Sfira Saomer, Beis Din is supposed to count the years, so they get the 50 years. So he just mentioned that he's Mesupik if Beis Din has to count the years, like we count Sfira Saomer, like every year they have the year count, year one, year two, or not. The Tosos in Ksuva says they do, but he's Mesupik whether Beis Din has to count or not. And he just explains the way it's really one, almost sounds like it's one long carbon, the carbon omer and the carbon shtei halechem that we bring on Shavuos. As we know, Ramban famously says that Pesach tol Shavuos is just like one big chol hamoed, it's one holiday. So also those carbonos, the carbon omer and the carbas and shtei halechem that we bring on Shavuos, it's all because it's like the beginning of the growing, and then like once we get to wheat, which is what we really want, then we bring the final carbon. Anyway, that's not his point over here, but that is what it sounds like it's coming out, as if it's one type of one hashlama of bringing a carbon about the grains. Okay, then we have in Pasuk Perikav Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalet a pretty famous Ramban with the Asay of Shabbason. It says Yilachem Shabbason. So he quotes a mechilta that says, it already says, Kom malacha le'yaseh behem. So, ein li'ela dvarim she'im ishu malacha, that's real malacha. What about tarim she'im shvus? Which sounds like, what about the rabbanans? Minayin tam lo mishmartim asiyom azel, l'hodavi dvarim she'im ishu shvus. So, what does that mean? You can't have a drosha being marred by the rabbanan. So the rabban here says an amazing thing. That's actually what it's coming to do. Meaning to say, this is just an assay. The assay of Shabbason is a catch-all for all stuff you just shouldn't do. Meaning, min ha-Torah, you can have your store open. You can't, like, light a fire or whatever, but you can do business on Shabbos, and you could be schlepping all day, and it could be a day full of work. Miserably, it could be just like a weekday. If you take away all the derabbanans, you could mamish go to work. Just don't light a fire. You know, there's not too many malachas daraisa you're going to run into, other than lighting fires, so don't light a fire. But you could open your store, the hustle and bustle of the workplace, you'll be in your regular work clothes. No one, you'll have no clue it's Shabbos. So therefore, the Torah says, it's an assay to rest. Don't do that stuff. Don't do the Rabbanans. Not because, it's not saying don't do a Rabbanan in the literal sense. It means the things that the Rabbanan asked, there was a reason. Don't do the kind of stuff that will ruin your Shabbos, that will make it into a weekday. Make it a day of rest. Like it sounds like. Don't go to work that day. Anyway, so that's what it means. It means don't do anything that's a Torah v'amal on that day. Okay, then the Pasuk says you shall have Zichron Trua. So he says you will not find the word Tekia, just find Trua. Why is that? We know that when we, on Rosh Hashanah, blow the shofar, there's Tekia, there's Trua, then there's Tekia. But we have Zichron Trua, and so we don't have Tekia. Why don't we mention the word Tekia? So his answer is Al Pi Kabbalas. I can't say I fully understand it, but it sounds like it sounds like Trua is some kind of from Midas Adin, and Tekiah is Midas Rachamim, and it's that the Trua is surrounded by Rachamim in front of it and behind it. And he says this great lashon that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Din Barachamim, and Yom Kippur is Yom Rachamim Bedin. Got that line? Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin with Rachamim, and Yom Kippurim is Yom Rachamim with Din. Anyway, remember that next Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I believe he was saying that the word Yom is a remnant to the Tekiah, and Trua is the Trua. Anyway, you could look there. And Zichron Trua as well, that's also Midas Rach. The Zichron is the Midas Rachamim, that's the Tekiah, and the Trua is. Anyway. What if you're a bigger Makobel, you could go look it up. Okay, then we have about the word Be'etzem Hayom Azeh, so this is also fascinating. So Be'etzem means the Beguf Hayom. So on Yom Kippur you fast. Beguf Hayom, Tanus Nafshasech Be'etzem Hayom Azeh. So that's fine. But he says there's another explanation of Be'etzem. If something is supposed to happen at a specific time, then it's Be'etzem Hayom Azeh. that specific day. Like it says, by Noach, Noach went into the Teva, Be'etzer Yomei Yom Hazeh. We know the Medrash about that, that Hashem was saying, anybody wants to stop me, let them come. But this is this Ramban. He says, Be'etzer Yom Hazeh means at a specific time. And so too, Yotzu, Be'etzer Yom Hazeh, Yotzu Kul Tivos Hashem, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. All the Jews left Be'etzer Yom Hazeh. And Be'yom Hashem Moshe, Be'etzer Yom Hazeh, Le'elhai El Har Avarim. So he says, that's to tell you that they all happened right then. Meaning, when Noach went into the Teva, how long was he schlepping in animals into his Teva for? Hundreds of years, days, weeks, that day. Everything that day. Everyone went into the Teva that day. Chaya, Ofo, the whole works. And the same with the Yotzei Mitzrayim. They weren't all like slowly leaving Mitzrayim. They all left that one day. And Moshe wasn't told days in advance. He went up that day. Anyway, that's what Be'etzer Yom Hazeh can mean. So that's a nice pshat. By Esrog, it says, Pri'etz Adar, the Ramban says a fascinating thing there as well, that he says, Hanocha b'ene ke'ilan ha'nikra b'loshen aramis Esrog nika shmo b'loshen ha'kodesh Adar. Isn't that great? It says Pri'etz Adar. You know what that means? There's a tree called the Hadar tree, and in Aramaic you call it an Esrog. How do you know? Look at this. All the places where it says beautiful, it always translates in Unkelis, a Lashon type Esrog. It says in Bereshis, when it says the, what's her name? The Chava was, it was Nechmad Lamara, right? So Unkelis says, the Miragig, the Michsi. It says, Lo Sachmod on the Sarasadibus, Lo Sarug. It says, that's the Lashon. Beauty translated in Aramaic is Esrog. Isn't that great? That's Priyat Zedar. I thought that was awesome. And then one last thing about the Yatza Ben Ish Yisrael, Ben Isha Yisraelis. It says the father was the person who cursed, right? So the Ben Ish Yisraelis, his father was the Mitzri. And he was a Yisraelis. He was a Ben Yisraelis. So there's a Taras Kohanim that says, Besoch Bnei Yisrael Melamed Shnes Gayer. He was Megayer. Now why does he have to be Megayer? His mother is Jewish. Why should he be Megayer? So the Rabban explains he didn't need to be Megayer. It means he was Nidbak be Israel. He went with his mother. That's what it means. Not that he was literally Megayer, just he went with his mother. But he says the Tzarfatim say that Kodem Matan Torah, your religion followed the man. Now we know the religion follows the mother. But Kodem Matan Torah, the religion followed the father. That's what the Tzarfatim say. And the Ramban says, and this is an important point, no, once Avram did Bris Mila, we were Jews. Everybody knows the first thing in Parshas Drachim is talking about were the Avos considered Jews or not. So, and when did that start? When were we officially considered Jews? The Ramban says here, when Avram did Bris Mila, we became Jews. So that's not true. It was always followed the mother. Religion always followed the mother, and therefore he didn't really need a Geirus. And therefore he explains it his way. Okay, that's it.